Gosh, everybody's showing up. This is great. 1, 2. Well, I'm glad Mike's here because, Mike, I got a compliment on this jacket. And I said, it's my Mike LaBar jacket. I swear you have one like it. And that's great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're always so snappy with your dress. Now I have to be snappy with my new job. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? Or, do we have quorum, Siri? 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, right? Am I counting that right? Oh, you're muted, Siri.
We have quorum.
Terrific. Well, the time is 1:30, and I'm proud to say we're calling to order our Board of Directors special meeting for the Monterey Bay Air Resource District, Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. This special meeting is in accordance with Governor Newsom's AB 361 and our teleconference remote meetings as a result of the pandemic. This should be relatively quick before we get to our regular meeting. With that, why don't we go ahead and call the roll. Siri?
All right. Chair McShane.
Here.
Director Lopez.
Here.
Director LaBar.
Present.
Director Kosmicki.
Here.
Director Coonerty.
Here.
Director Story.
Here.
Director Eskew.
I'm here.
Thank you. Director Carbone? Not yet. Okay. Director Friend?
Here.
Thank you. Director Phillips?
Here.
Thank you. Director Brown? Okay, one more. Director Carbone? Okay, we have quorum.
Terrific. Well, with that, we do need to take action on the status of AB 361 and those requirements as scripted for remote meetings. Rich, would you like to report on that so we can take action?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. As all of you are well aware by now, AB 361 allows legislative bodies to act through teleconference meetings as long as a few conditions are met. One of those being that there's a state proclaimed emergency, which there still is under Governor Newsom's orders, and that our local health officer has recommended that social distancing be practiced at public meetings. So it's up to this body to find for that, and then we can go ahead and comply with the requirements outlined in 361.
I'll move the staff recommendation.
Yeah, I've got Marianne Carbone on the phone here. She's trying to get into the meeting. So, okay, I'll have Siri call you. Is that okay?
If she wants to call, or just send it to my email.
Got it.
She needs the link resent. Okay, we're on it. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay.
Sorry for the delay. Okay, so we have a motion and
second, Phillips.
A second. Let's just very quickly, don't see anything from the public, no questions. So let's go ahead and call the roll, Siri, when you're ready. You're muted.
Director Eskew, were you the person who motioned?
Yeah.
I did.
That was
yeah.
Moved by Director Eskew and seconded by Director Phillips.
Okay, I'm back. Thank you.
Okay.
Director Kosmicki.
Yes.
Director Coonerty.
Yes.
Director Friend.
Aye.
Director Labar.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Aye.
Chair McChain.
Yep.
Director Eskew. Director Eskew? I can't hear you.
You lose me?
There we go. I hear you now.
Okay, that was weird.
Director Phillips. Director Phillips.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Director Story.
Aye.
Director Brown. Director Brown. Okay. Director Carbone. She's still on the phone.
No, I hung up on her.
Okay. We do have unanimous approval.
Okay. Okay. So with that, we do have minutes from our last special meeting. These should have been sent out to everybody. Are there any changes or questions regarding the notes and minutes from our last meeting? Seeing none, just looking public. No, we'll come back for a motion in a second.
I'll move to approve as recommended.
Thank you,
Director Kosmicki. I'll second McShane. So moved by Kosmicki and seconded by McShane. All those in favor, let's go ahead and call the roll, Siri.
All right. Director Story.
Aye.
Director Phillips. Director Phillips.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Eskew.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Aye.
Chair McShane.
Yep.
Director Labar.
Aye.
Director Kosmicki.
Yes.
Director Coonerty.
Aye.
Director Friend.
Aye.
Director Brown, have you arrived? Okay, Director Carbone. Okay, approved.
Thank you very much. That just going to public comment for our special meeting. Were there any comments?
Nothing received at the office, district office.
Thank you. Just looking, okay, none. Great. With that, we'll stand adjourned for our special meeting of the Monterey Bay Air Resources District Board of Directors, and we'll go ahead and call to order our regular meeting of the Monterey Bay Air Resources District Board of Directors, Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. So with that, I want to thank everybody, and we'll go ahead and start with the pledge.
It's 1:36 p.m.?
Sorry, 1:37. Thank you. Go ahead. And Director Story, if you'll lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for doing that. We'll go ahead and call the roll.
Right. Let's see. Director Story.
Here.
Director Phillips.
Here.
Director Eskew. Director Eskew?
Hey, audio, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Maybe I'll switch devices here. Thank you.
Director Kosmicki.
Here.
Director Carbone. I haven't been able to connect with her yet. Director Coonerty.
Here.
Director Friend.
Here.
Director Labar.
Present.
Director Lopez.
Present.
Director Brown. Chair McShane.
Yes.
We have quorum.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. With that, we'll go ahead and just go to public comment. Any items that the public would like to speak on, not on our agenda, now would be the time. Let's see, Siri, did we receive?
Yes, we did. We received comments from the public. Would you like me to read it?
Now would be a good time if you could. We'll go ahead and read it for up to 3 minutes and I'll start a timer beginning now.
Dear Board of Directors, I was sad to see that currently there is no funding available to switch out wood stoves for gas stoves. I live in the San Lorenzo Valley, Ben Lomond, and there is a lot of smoke during the winter, a lot. Even one house burning the wrong wood can affect the whole neighborhood. We have one of the worst incidents of smoke particulates anywhere. We burn wood and we are on septic systems. We need to clean up our environment and people need to support to do this. We changed out years ago because of your program. It is wonderful and we thank you for that opportunity. We wish more people would, but the time is now for people to switch, not in the winter when people need a sure supply of warmth. That program should be available to anyone, anytime, not just on a first come, first served basis. Even with your monetary participation, it still costs us around $5,000 to switch out. So more is better. Subsidies are the only way we're going to reduce the air pollution in San Lorenzo Valley for the low to medium income population. I am hoping that your grant writer can secure an abundance of funding along with advertisements in local papers to encourage more people to participate. Most sincerely, Chris Moran, Ben Lohman. And that's the only public comment we received.
Thank you. And I'm just looking real quick to see if anybody jumped on. I don't see anything. So thank you very much. We'll go ahead and move into our reports on our committees and so forth. We had our budget, personnel, and nominee committee did meet. We did review the proposed 22-23 budget and recommended it for approval to the board. We had the opportunity to also review a resolution for changes, revisions, if you will, to our current year budget. And we reviewed both the OPED trust and pension trust account quarterly results for Q1, as well as the county treasurer's report. So that's it. It was a great meeting. Is there any questions? Seeing none, just the public real quick. Don't see any. Okay, Rich, any report on the advisory committee?
The committee did not meet this month, Chair. We'll meet next month.
Okay, thank you. At this time, any comments or referrals from any of the board members? Seeing none. Okay, well, we'll go to Rich's report, our APCO. Rich, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Chairman McShane, members of the board. I'll try to keep this brief. I'll just let you know that in compliance and engineering, Monterey One Water has received their Title V federal air operating permit. We're delegated authority to issue that permit on behalf of EPA. We accepted a grant from California Air Resources Board for $12,000 and change. And this is the fifth annual grant we've received for emission inventory work. We reopened our recruitment for an inspector 1/2. This application period is open until June 13th. Unfortunately, we were unsuccessful in our last round of recruitment, so we're going at it again. And then the standing item, we did not receive any odor complaints from residents in Marina since the last board meeting. In planning and air monitoring, San Lorenzo Valley Spare the Air program is over for the season. During Spare the Air alert, residents are asked to voluntarily choose devices which use fuels other than wood to heat their homes. The program runs annually from October through April when conditions for smoke dispersions improve. And we didn't have to issue a Spare the Air alert. This last year. And then as you heard during the public comment portion of the meeting, we did receive a letter from a concerned citizen up in San Lorenzo Valley. We have given all the money away for this year. We hope to have additional dollars, more than we had this year, available for next year, wood stove changeout program. We don't anticipate that we could hire a grant writer that could be more successful than we've been with the state. So we'll continue on, and we've got about 200 and I believe it's almost $300,000 for the wood stove program this next year. Camp Roberts will conduct their annual burn of their interior gunnery ranges next week. And this is to prevent wildfires that can be ignited during their training event. So they'll be burning about 9,000 acres of grassland, which is expected to burn pretty quickly. It'll be near the impact, the Monterey County, San Luis Obispo border. And we've been coordinating with SLO County to avoid authorizing burns, which could cause smoke impacts in San Miguel and Paso Robles. And then, Erica, if you haven't heard already, we have got a wildfire potentially right now that started this morning in the training area 15 at Fort Hunter Liggett. I guess winds are pretty fierce down there. And we've talked to folks at Camp Roberts. They can see a column of smoke that's going up. So I do not think they've gotten it close to being contained yet. On MBARD outreach, we just finished up our EPA Air Quality Awareness Week, and we did daily press releases for 7 days. We did daily social media posts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and on our website for all those 7 days. We recreated our own MBARD Air Quality Awareness Week resources webpage, and we had a lot of information go on to that. And we also had a local call to action to download revised 20 ways you can clean the air checklist. MBARD has also pledged an organization to participate in the 5th annual California Clean Air Day, October 5th. And that's a project from the Coalition of Clean Air. The new electric bicycle incentive program video will rotate 50-50 with the electric vehicle incentive program video and Case SBW Digital. And I'll just do a quick run of the videos if you want to plug those in, Siri. There is sound with it. I'm not sure why we're not getting any sound. Well, that's okay. That'll give you an idea. Anyways, we've got two of those, one for electric bikes and one for electric vehicles, and that's running on KSBW. That concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Rich. Yeah, maybe you can send the link out. We could share and so forth. So that's good. Thank you. Any questions for Rich at this time? Okay, let me just go to the public real quick. Siri, you seeing anything? Nope, I'm not either.
Nothing from the public, but I think Marianne Carbone was able to get in.
Did she try or, wow.
No, I think I have her. Yes.
Wendy, you're sideways. There you go. Much better. Okay. Doggone it. Yeah, poor Marianne. Hang on. She sent me a picture. Okay. Well, we'll.
She's a panelist. Yay.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good. All right. Okay. Thank you, Marianne. Welcome. Thank you for your report, Rich. Marianne, we are just starting the consent agenda. We've got 7 items on the consent agenda. Would anybody like to pull an item from the consent agenda? Okay.
I'll move consent.
Okay, we'll just quickly go to the public, but is there a second for the consent?
I'll second consent. This is Askew.
Okay, great. Moved by Lopez, seconded by Askew. Let me just go to the public to see if there's any. No, I don't see any right now. Okay, great. Siri, if you'll go ahead and call it, that'd be good.
All right, Director Story.
Aye.
Director Phillips.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Aye.
Director Labar.
Aye.
Director Kosmicki.
Aye.
Director Carbone.
Aye.
Director Coonerty.
Aye.
Director Friend.
Aye.
Director Askew.
Aye.
Director Brown, have you arrived? And Sheer McShane.
Yes.
Pass unanimously.
Great. All right. Thank you very much. And well, and our next item is Rosa Rosales with her moment of fame, as we will hold our first public hearing on our proposed budget for 2022-2023. Rosa, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director McShane. Good afternoon, members of the board. I'm going to present the first public hearing on the proposed budget for the fiscal year 22-23. We presented this to the Budget and Personnel Committee earlier today, and since that date. And we also presented it on April 20th, 2022. And since that date, we've made a couple revenue estimates, changes to the revenue estimates based on final grant awards from the EPA and the State Reserve, increase to fixed assets due to additional funding from the EPA, and updates to the estimated actuals. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And you all see that?
We can see it.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, so this is the Monterey Bay Air Resources District draft budget for the fiscal year 22-23. Today is May 18th, 2022. My name is Rosa Rosales. I'm the Administrative Services Manager. Our budget overview is going to include budget development, budget in brief, expenses, revenues, and organizational structure, and the budget, some budget schedules. In February 2022, we met with management to discuss last year's budget and this year's proposed budgets. We had our first budget workshop meeting on April 12th, 2022, invited the public to comment on any of the fee increases that we're proposing. April 20th, 2022 was our preliminary budget review with the Budget and Personnel Committee. Today we're having our first public hearing draft budget and our second public hearing to adopt the final budget is scheduled for June 15th. And July 1st, 2022 is the beginning of our new fiscal year. Our budget in brief includes highlights of a total budget for $26.7 million. So that's 7.4 in operating budget, and non-operating is $19.3 million. Our proposed fee increases are based on the San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward, December 2021 Consumer Price Index of 4.2%. And that will apply to our permit fees and our per capita fees. We're proposing 33 full-time employees on our schedule, and that includes salary increases of 3% based on our MOU. Our fixed assets of $434,000, OPIB and pension trust deposits of $120,000, emission reduction grants. This includes our Moyer, our Farmer, and our CAP grants of $17.7 million. Plug-in Monterey Bay and electric vehicle and bike incentives of $1.4 million and our wood stove changeout grants of $218,750. This graph shows our total expenditures for all funds. It's $26,749, our largest being our grant payments of $17.7 million. Followed by our salary and benefits of $5.4 million. And we have our electric vehicle infrastructure, $1 million. Our professional services, $700,000. We have fixed assets of $434,000. Office and building expenses of $501,000. Electric vehicle incentives, including electric bikes, is $400,000. Other admin expenses, $365,000. And other expenditures of $202,000. This graph is all of our revenues, $17.4 million, our largest being state grants of $6.9 million, followed by our permit fees of $3.1 million. Then we have Title V and asbestos, $567,000, other revenues of $799,000. We have federal grants, $409,000. Offsite mitigation fees and Central Coast Community Energy fees, $831,000. City and county contributions, $382,000. Our interest income, $72,000. Harm Prevention Program, $180,000, and our DMV fees of $4,099,000. This is our organizational structure, or our personnel schedule. Currently, our administration, we have 6 staff, and we're not proposing any changes. Our staff in admin is responsible for general operating, finance, and the boards. Our air monitoring, currently have 3.5 staff, and we're not proposing any changes. They're in charge of operating our air monitoring network, and our 6 air monitoring stations are within the district. Our compliance division, currently we have 9.5 staff, and we're proposing 11. And we would like to fill a vacant position that's been vacant since the beginning of COVID. And we'd like to split the air quality technician. They're in charge of inspections, complaints, and the asbestos program. Our engineering division, we're not proposing any changes. There's 6.5 staff, and they're in charge of our permits, compliance with regulations, and our Title V federal operating permits. Our planning division, we're proposing to add a planning supervisor and an additional planner, and this is to support the increased grant funding. We had an increase, 151% increase from last year in grant funding. $779,000 of this is to go to admin expenses. So that's how we plan on paying for those 2 new positions. They're in charge of implementing our grant programs, our transportation planning, our education and outreach. Next, we're going to review a couple of budget schedules. Our operating revenue this year is going to be $7.5 million. It includes proposed fee increases of 4.2% based on CPI, increase to the city and county per capita fees from 48 cents to 50. That should be an increase of about $15,000. Salaries and benefit increase of about $440,000. Over the fiscal year 21-22, and that's due to 3% pay increase, the proposed new staff, increase in workers' comp and retirement rates, and we have a projected deficit of $41,882. This operating revenue is what we're receiving this year. We have federal EPA grants, 103 and 105, it's about $409,000. State subvention grant, $180,000. Our permit fee revenue estimates, about $3.1 million. Title V and asbestos, $567,000. Our DMV fees, the operating portion only, is about $1.16 million. Our city and county contributions, $382,000. Grant administration funds, $880,000. State funded revenues, this is from the AB 617, prescribed burn and oil and gas, $183,000. Other revenues, $240,000. Penalties and fines, $200,000. And our interest income, $25,000. That's a total of $7.426 million. This graph shows our historical permit fee revenues. We've had, in the last couple of years, there was a slight decrease that was due to the COVID pandemic, and we're hoping to bring that up a little bit. Our fixed assets this year, document management software licenses of $19,000. Our permit database software license, $84,000. We're proposing a new roof for the office, $200,000. Air monitoring equipment is $95,000. This would be funded primarily through the EPA 103 grant. And then a new vehicle for compliance of $35,000. Our non-operating budget, the total is $19.3 million, and this includes the grant funding, electric vehicle infrastructure, and then and other non-operating expenditures. The AB 2766 program is $5.2 million for grants, $400,000 for electric vehicle and electric bike incentives. Our AB 923 program, $3.8 million in grants and $1 million for the EV infrastructure project. Carl Moyer, $3.1 million for ag and marine vessel engines. And we have our offsite mitigation grants in Central Coast Community Energy, total $975,000, and this is for ag pumps and school buses. Our wood stove changeout grants of $218,000. Community air protection, otherwise known as CAP, is $2.5 million. And these are grants to reduce the pollution and disadvantage in low-income areas. And our funding agricultural replacement measures for emission reductions, or farmer, is $1.8 million. And this is used to replace farm equipment like tractors, irrigation pumps, and heavy-duty trucks. And then our OPEB and pension trust deposits of $120,000. This is our projected general fund balance at June 30, 2023. We have an unreserved balance of $4.3 million. We've got designated reserves for economic uncertainties for $1.8 million. The pension and the OPEB is $120,000. Building and facilities, $100,000. And total projected fund balance is going to be $6.4 million. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Rosa. Well, lots to consider, not to mention higher inflation than last year, that's for sure. And a lot of grant money. Let's see, we'll just take hands. Just trying to look really quick. Any questions folks have? Okay, I don't see anything thus far. This is our first hearing. Okay, unless Siri, do you see something? Sorry.
I don't see anything online and nothing was received at the district office.
Okay, so yeah, public. Okay, thank you very, very much. Well, this is a hearing. There's no action at this time. And certainly Rosa or Rich are available if folks have questions or commentary following the hearing. So thank you. We have another hearing to go to. So if that's okay, we'll go to the next item. And that is our first public hearing considering adoption of resolution of proposed various revisions to our district fee schedule. So this is just a hearing and not an action item. With that, Rosa, we'll go to Amy on the fee schedule. Amy.
Hi, thank you, Director McShane. Good afternoon, Board of Directors. Each year, what goes along with the budget that Rosa presents is some changes to our fee rules. And so this year, we don't have a whole lot of changes. They're primarily administrative and then proposed increases to our fees. So the changes are in Rule 300, 301, and 306. And so as Rosa mentioned in her presentation, we're proposing a 4.2% fee increase, and that's based on the Consumer Price Index for the San Francisco Bay Area. We are proposing to revise language in Rule 300 regarding fuel dispensing facilities. And then we're proposing to remove a cancellation fee we have in for Rule 306. So just to provide a little context, I wanted to show some other fee increases at surrounding air districts, with keeping in mind the caveat that they're operate slightly differently than we do. So it's not an apples to apples comparison. For example, Bay Area every year does a cost recovery study, and that's how they establish what fee increase is needed. So they're calling their fee increase a blended 10.9% increase, and that's because the increase varies on trying to achieve that cost recovery. So they have some fee schedules that will increase as much as 15% and other fee schedules that will have no increase. San Luis Obispo is proposing a minimum of a 6% increase with annual permit fees increasing up to 15%. And they have not raised their fees in 5 years. And so they're finding that they're really in dire need of updating their fees. So they, in addition to the annual permit fees, they have other fees such as application fees. And those fees are actually going to increase more than 15%. And just as an example, their filing fee is currently $220, and they're proposing to increase that to $360. So that's over a 60% increase. And I'll show you in the next slide, but our current filing fee is $221. So it's very similar. And then finally, Santa Barbara is proposing a 5.65% increase on all of their fees. And this is a 4% increase plus a 1.65% makeup because they didn't increase fees in the previous fiscal years due to COVID. And so they want to try to make up for some loss of not increasing their fees. So just to show you what the 4.2% fee increase would look like for us here. So our current filing fee is $221. So a $9 increase would result in it being $230. Another example is we have a lot of emergency diesel engines permitted. Those currently pay $380 a year for their permit. So a 4.2% increase is a $16 increase. So next year they would be paying $396. And then our hourly staff rate is currently $157. That would increase $7 to $164. And then this is our, in our, we have a rule 306, which is our asbestos NESHAP fees. So fees in that rule, currently a demolition project costs $464 per structure. 4.2 increase is an increase of $19, and that would be $483 next year. And then for the smaller projects that have regulated asbestos containing materials that need to be removed, currently it's $806. The fee increase would result in $34 additional next year, so it would be $840. And then, as I mentioned, we're proposing to eliminate the cancellation fee. In Rule 300, we're proposing to clarify language in Section 4.6 as it relates to fuel dispensing. It currently says gasoline dispensing with phase two vapor recovery systems. And we're proposing to clarify that that applies to fuel dispensing in general, not just gasoline. And I'll go into that a little more in the next slide. We're going to add section 4.6.3 because there are other types of fuels that we permit their throughput. And so we also want to make it clear that those are included in this section of Rule 300. And that would be if we have a station with E85, for example, and so we permit the system, the tank, the dispensing of that fuel. So we wanted to make it clear that it's subject to this section of the rule, and it's not just solely for gasoline dispensing. We've received no public comments to date. I attended the April 12th public workshop with Rosa. We're accepting public comments via email or mail, and asking those comments are received by June 3rd. So we can include those in the packet to the board in June. We also have our second hearing on June 15th, where people can come and provide additional oral comments. And so today our recommendation to the board is to provide direction to the staff. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Amy. I know there's been some years we've bellyached at Rich because of any fee increases, but you know, it goes to say that we're not in the same places, say slow. Okay, feedback, any questions for Amy on proposed changes to our fee schedule? We've done a really good job here, Amy. Good. Okay. Just going to the public very quickly. Do you see anything, Siri?
No, and nothing was received at the district office.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is our last item on the agenda today. And of course, Rich and Amy will be available should there be more feedback before we see each other again on our fee schedule. I want to thank everybody for attending. The time's 2:08, and we'll go ahead and stand adjourned. Thank you.